Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, is it Friday? Can I mention it's Friday? Let me mention one more time. It's Friday. Yeah. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Now, there's a lot of stuff coming up this weekend I need you to be aware of. So I want to get through some of it. And then, anybody remember Nancy Pelosi? I know, we're all trying to forget. San Fran, Nan, she's like 180 years old. And she's got that, I don't even know how you describe. I'd love to be nice and charitable and polite, but honest to goodness, it's just like she's being held together with industrial sized vials of Botox and a staple gun or something. She is not wrapped right these days. Anyway, she's kind of sort of back in the news. I know, a shock. And that lady, the one who ran for president, you remember her? God. The heck was her name? Oh, whatever it was. Whatever it was. Jeremy, research. The lady that Donald Trump beat who wasn't Joe Biden. Because isn't that she ran for president or something, right? Technically, I think. Yeah, well, anyway, her name escapes me. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we do have a lot that's happening this week and a lot of stuff that could involve you and, quite frankly, should involve you. So, you know that we're in the home stretch here for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We have a little thing called Team Cats, and we have been trying to raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It is the 10th anniversary of the father figure. That is our big fundraising event each and every year. And we've raised good money throughout the years. The money is essential. Simple as that. It's the real world, my friends. And if you want to do something, you want to have something done, there's money involved. That's the way this all works. The Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia provides education for first-time fathers, for fathers who are going through some sort of substance abuse and recovery, trying to become better dads. You know that I am the, I'm so blessed to say this, I am the lead instructor for the Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. It has been personally one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had. It's incredible to me. I look forward to it. I look forward to going to jail once a week. And it's everybody that's involved in it. I would be very, very remiss if I did not mention the staff. Because the staff at Pamunkey, number one, fine, decent, professional, upstanding men and women. That's number one. And people may not realize this because people look at jails, they look at prisons, they look at correctional centers. We don't talk about it. We don't want to think about it. Okay. Every one of the folks that I've ever interacted with at Pamunkey, from the line officers to the superintendent, have made it clear the last thing they want are the guys and gals who are at Pamunkey coming back to Pamunkey. They don't want to see recidivism. Nobody wants to see recidivism. They work tirelessly to help those inmates have access to programs, to make them better, and to get back to society and be decent, productive members of society. That's the ultimate goal here, gang. And so I could not do that Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail without the support, the cooperation, the help, at this point, the friendship of many of the folks there, but without that staff at Pamunkey Regional Jail. But that's not free. I mean, you don't pay the jail, but we have books. The books are not free. The books are actually fairly expensive, and everybody who is a student in that class gets a book. So how do we do that? We need to raise money. And that's part of what the father figure does. So we have Team Cats, and because I love food, as you know, we've got a lot of really tasty treats throughout Central Virginia that are helping to raise money for Team Cats and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. So as an example, if you go into Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, about a mile or so down from our train station, the Secretariat statue, every single one of the Jeff Katz sandwiches that are sold at Jake's Place, Wendy Yeoman and John Yeoman are, in fact, donating $2 to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, to Team Katz. They're also in the running for Best Barbecue, Best Chef, Best Catering. You ought to give them a vote. We've only got a couple of days left on that. Beaver Dam Grill has stepped up to the plate, and they're out and about each weekend. And I don't know exactly where Beaver Dam Grill is going to be this weekend, but again, they're donating a portion of the money they raise wherever their pop-up is, and they're donating it to Team Cats and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Pretty cool, right? And then my friend Laura Sylvester. Laura is, she's just one of the finest people you are ever going to meet. A good, solid, decent human being. Who's very talented, very talented. And she is a baker. Her company is, you know, the Pie Safe Baking Company. So a couple of years ago, I didn't even know how, I kind of discovered the Pie Safe Baking Company, stumbled onto it. And we have gotten every birthday cake, everything. Anything that's baked for Casa of Cats, it's a treat. Pie Safe Baking Company. We don't go anywhere else at this point. So what Laura has done for the last couple of weeks, and we're winding up, because I think this is the final, no, next week will be the final week that we can do this. But what's happened is she has put three of her most popular items out there, the Julia Katz cookies. Those are delicious chocolate chip cookies. It's a whole bag, a whole box. She's donating $5 from every package sold to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. The Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, which is amazing. Goodness gracious. She's donating $15 from each of those that sold. And then the pumpkin bread, which at the moment is unnamed, but that's okay. It's still delicious. She's donating $2 from each pumpkin bread that is sold and donating that. So here's where Laura and the Pie Safe Baking Company will be this weekend. Tomorrow, from 8 in the morning until noon, she's going to be out in Mineral. She'll be at their great farmer's market in Mineral. And then on Sunday, she's going to be at the Everly Winery and Brewery. She'll be there from noon until 5. And that was actually, it is in the running for the top 5 best winery in the competition as well. So you want to get something tasty. You got a lot of options. I would ask you to do that. The sweet treats, nobody better than Laura Sylvester and the Pie Safe Baking Company. Again, tomorrow should be in Mineral at the Mineral Farmers Market from 8 until noon. And then Sunday out at the Everly Winery and Brewery from noon to 5. And all of those donations coming to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. So that's pretty cool stuff, don't you think? Oh, and the best. I keep mentioning the best. This will be the last day that I will annoy you about this, okay? So please, 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 I want you to understand that. Yep. This is the last time I'm going to ask you this year. I need you to text to the number 804-430-5505. That is the text number, 804-430-5505. You're going to text the number 100, okay? 100. Text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. You can also go online, and I would ask you to do that as well. go.richmond.com/the best. You click the entertainment tab and then click the button that says Best Afternoon Radio Show, and you can vote for me there. go.richmond.com/the best. Okay? Lots of great stuff. Little Nancy Pelosi coming up in a couple of moments. And that lady who ran for president the last time out, she's kind of back in the news as well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, texting 127 will hack the planet for broadcast history. If you are texting in the Best of Richmond competition, 127 will cast a ballot for my pal, Sam Newsman, who, as you know, I hope, actually the most trusted puppet in media. He's actually been reporting since Roswell. So you want to hack the planet for broadcast history, that's your opportunity to do it. We only have 3 days left for this whole Best of competition. Once a year, I annoy you about it, I know. I think that's part of the reason people vote. It's like, oh, just make them shut up. But, yeah, you should be texting the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Should be going online. go.richmond.com/the best. Click on the entertainment tab. Click on the...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After Best Afternoon Show. All right. President Trump, remember him? He had a little something to say about Nancy Pelosi, San Fran Nan, who used to be Speaker of the House, cut number three from the Soggies.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Hawley introduced legislation that would ban members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks. It extends to the president and the vice president. Are you in favor of that legislation?
Well, I like it conceptually. I don't know about it, but I like it conceptually. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi became rich by having inside information. She made a fortune with her husband, and I think that's disgraceful. So in that sense, I'd like it, but I'd have to really see the, I study these things very carefully, and this just happened. So I'll take a look at it. But conceptually, I like it. And what I do think is Nancy Pelosi should be investigated, because what she has the highest return of anybody practically in the history of Wall Street, save a few. How did that happen? It happened by she knows exactly what's going to happen, what's going to be announced. She buys stock, and then the stock goes up after the announcement's made. And she ought to be investigated.
Yeah, well, okay. Nancy Pelosi, if she ever actually wanted, a job, she could probably get a job on Wall Street or one of these financial firms, because there's just nobody who has been so successful as she has in picking stocks. It's just, it is almost like, well, what did President say? Maybe she's just clairvoyant. You know, he's attributing it to inside information. I'm thinking, nah.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Well, that's also, I guess, a distinct possibility. But anyway, now, that aforementioned Nancy Pelosi was on CNN. She was on with Jake Tapper. As you know, Jake Tapper, not exactly known for asking hard-hitting questions of his fellow left-wingers, but this was an interesting exchange, or sort of kind of an exchange, a little soggy number four.
President Trump mentioned you, and he made an allegation about your investments. I want to roll that clip and then give you a chance to respond.
Yeah.
seem to be having some
his
sort
own
of
investments.
Let me just read what he said. I'm sorry that we had some sort of technical issue. Nancy Pelosi became rich.
Why do you have to read that? Here to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. That's what I agreed to come to talk about.
Yeah, but I wanted
to. What that means in the election.
I wanted to give you a chance just to respond. He accused you of insider trading. What's your response to that?
That's ridiculous. In fact, I very much support the stop the trading of members of Congress. Not that I think anybody's doing anything wrong. If they are, they are prosecuted and they go to.
Yeah. Do they? Is that what happens? Anybody else get the sense? Number one, I'm fearful of being part of the conspiracy crowd, but it just seems odd to me that CNN, with millions and millions of dollars and the latest technology and all of that, somehow, some way couldn't get that one tiny little clip to play. And the other thing that occurred to me was that Nancy Pelosi says to Tapper, "Hey, I didn't agree to talk about that." There are occasions that people who are guests on your program say, "Well, what are we going to talk about?" And I always am happy to give some general discussion points, right? I'm having so-and-so. Hey, these are the issues I think we should address. Okay. I want the questions. Well, then you're on the wrong show. The very last thing I do. In fact, I've never done. I'm not providing anybody with questions. And if I bring up an issue that is somehow uncomfortable, okay, you can say that. Or you could say, geez, I didn't think we were going to. But her attitude was, "Listen, we had a deal, Tapper. We weren't talking about this." And you know what Tapper was doing in all candor? Jake Tapper was just trying to give her the opportunity to beat up on Trump. And she was so fashumbled, as we would say in the old neighborhood, that she didn't even want to take that. Yeah, there's a lot to be seen there. And some of it's not to be seen. Does anybody, you got to hit me up. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Whoever that woman was that ran for president against Donald Trump, she was on with that goofball Stephen Colbert the other day. Does anybody remember her name? If you do, text it to me, please. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
President Trump incited an erection.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.